In Gaza City last night, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres held 3 hours of peace talks. Both sides described the meeting as serious, and additional talks are set to be held. This latest round of negotiations comes after Israel eased some security measures that had been placed on Palestinian territories during the violence of recent months. NPR's Sarah Chase visited Gaza and filed this report.
The Erez crossing point between Israel and Gaza could almost be an English Channel ferry terminal, with wide modern lanes for traffic in each direction and built-in scales for weighing trucks. And it is a ghost town. To get into Gaza, journalists and UN employees have to walk a very solitary 300 yards between guardhouses. Erez has been open to others a total of 4 days since October 8th. On the Gaza side, the dry, empty landscape of southern Israel gives way almost immediately to the teeming, multi-story buildings of Gaza City. Adib Zarouk lives with his wife and 6 children in the 2 rooms of an unfinished cinder block house. He is not one of the 50 to 60,000 Palestinian workers who used to cross into Israel every day. But his livelihood also depends on whether the borders are open. He irons finished articles of clothing at a small factory that does piecework for an Israeli company. The cuts of cloth arrive from Tel Aviv. Palestinians sew and iron them in the Gaza workshop, which sends them back.
We do work 8 hours normally, but sometimes we have overtime, like 10 hours, 12 hours. Sometimes we work, when there is something comes in, we work 3 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, nothing most of the time, yes.
Zarouk used to make about 60 shekels a day, or $15.
Now I only make nothing at all, and we have to survive. What I do, I just go borrow money from friends. Sometimes I borrow from the shop the products I buy. I don't pay for it unless, you know. So the situation is so bad.
A few streets away, at Zarouk's workshop, a parcel of cuts arrived Friday, the first in 20 days. It's black nylon for leather-look pants and skirts. The owner, Taysir Abu Jalil, says he'd love to market the clothes made here himself.
But even if I want to do this, I cannot market it. I do not have open markets, even in the Arab world. If we had open markets abroad, we could do this work and export more than the Israelis do. But the crossings are all closed. Sea, land, air are locked. Israelis are in control. We are in a very narrow prison.
Ali Badwan is the head of planning for the Palestinian Authority's Ministry of Industry. He spent the 7 years since the Oslo Peace Accords working to attract private investment in Gaza and setting up border industrial zones in partnership with Israel. He says the success, till last fall, was astonishing.
It was something we never dreamed of, concerning investments, especially the FDI, the foreign direct investments.
The industrial zones were equipped with modern infrastructure. Badwan and his ministry looked to places like Shannon, Ireland as models, and companies were showing interest, he says.
So many companies, Japanese Tobacco, Nestle, HP, Rospiro was interested, and the IT. So many big names. We never thought we will be reaching this stage.
But then, with the violence and the closure of Palestinian borders and the Gaza airport, the companies canceled their initiatives. The result for Badwan has been despondency bordering on despair and a deep revision of former dreams of working with Israel for the economic development of Gaza.
We thought of being partners with the Israelis, and this idea will not work. And we don't want to try it again. We lost so many things. It was a very bad experience for the Palestinians.
Many here share this disillusionment. Tahani Ibrahim says she believed fervently in the Oslo Accords at first. But now, she says, the only solution is war with the Israelis.
They don't want to lose anything, but we have nothing to lose. If they lose something, they will leave to the places where they came from. They have some places to go there where grandfathers were.
Radical language the world thought the Oslo Peace Accords had erased. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Gaza.